Good day, it's John David Miller and Holistic Reality Postcast. Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today we're talking about 5G weapon technology. What if the constant political drama, economic warnings, war scenarios, and so forth were distractions from the implementation of secret weapons to harm and control the population? We are living in an electromagnetic soup that is constantly impacting our well-being. The high-tech electronic conveniences our population has become dependent on are harming health, reducing intelligence, and shortening life. Cell phones, cordless phones, computers, PDAs, Bluetooth headsets, Wi-Fi, microwaves, smart meters, remote control, and other electronic devices, and the network of towers and antennae generate a sea of electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs, RFs, radio frequencies, ELFs, extremely low frequencies. We are subjecting ourselves to these harmful external stressors day in and day out that cause a measurable stress response, a negative shift in energy in the human biofield. Those using these devices or living near towers or in densely populated urban neighborhoods experience various stress-related ailments. Studies have linked electromagnetic pollution to health concerns like fatigue and tension, as well as potentially much more dangerous conditions. The microwaves from wireless devices are slowly cooking us, especially if you have one in a car. The metal vehicle frame forms a Faraday cage which traps the damaging frequencies inside, bombarding you like in a microwave oven. The current rollout of smart meters and the next generation of Wi-Fi, known as 5G, will be subjecting us to nearer, stronger RF and EMF fields, much more damaging than those already in play. The 5G antennae will be placed every few houses in our, quote, smart cities, saturating most areas with these added, more intense frequencies. It is claimed that the 5G waves do not penetrate solid objects well, and therefore the signals need repeater antennae every 800 feet or so for complete coverage. This oversaturation is actually for full control and observation. Your smart appliances can then report on you through your smart meter to the smart grid computers. The technocracy wants to limit your carbon footprint, a fabricated excuse for high-tech tyranny. This is all not actually very smart. 4G, the current generation of Wi-Fi, pulses at a rate that affects the water molecules in the body, which is about 70% water. 5G will have increased harmful effects on the blood, further reduce fertility, and change electrochemical processes in the brain. These military-grade weapon technologies could be used to control us completely, including not only worse health for the body, but also mind control with implanted thoughts. 5G was used on the battlefield as a, quote, voice of God trick to get Iraqi soldiers to put down their weapons and leave or surrender. It is also used for management of a hostile crowd and for voice-to-skull thoughts in individuals targeted as experimental victims. 5G towers make a constant droning sound along with the frequencies and will be deployed near residents everywhere. More and more people are becoming electromagnetically hypersensitive. There's a term for it, EMH. It is estimated that 20% to 30% of the population of the USA and European developed nations are experiencing this problem already. The industry only considers thermal effects, which have only a short distance of harmfulness, although nearly a third of their own limited studies indicated non-thermal effects, which have a much greater range of potential harm. These are ignored as if they do not exist. These frequencies are part of the depopulation and control agenda to foster illness, infertility, apathy, stress, reduced intelligence, mental disorders, early death, and full control of those remaining by a cabal of manipulators in high places. The gradual reduction in intelligence, balance, memory, and so forth goes unnoticed until mental and nervous system conditions become serious, such as developing dementia or Parkinson's disease. Cancer is another major potential negative result of regular exposure to EMF. The frequencies may also be contributing to the loss of bees, needed pollinators, for growing many of our crops. Addiction to the use of cell phones and pads is built in, along with the bioweapon harm. People actually become addicted to their devices, which have hypnotizing features, such as the ding for an arriving text. The need to be acknowledged and liked is being exploited, especially in social media. Worse, these technologies are being used for comprehensive surveillance and mind control. Please make friends aware of the terrible consequences of cell phone, Wi-Fi, smart meter, and other EMF fields, especially the 5G weapon being set up now. We must support the movement to stop 5G until the frequencies are made safe for living well. Superfoods and antioxidants are needed to strengthen and maintain health. Key knowledge, detoxification, a natural lifestyle, and protection from EMF fields are crucial to better health with these depopulation challenges we are facing. Learn and prepare with friends and neighbors to take care of our families. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the challenges we are facing and how to be prepared, and reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. The archives of this program are here at holisticreality.com. False opinions are much more common than knowledge. Now is the time to understand and move with purpose. Thank you for listening.